With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly insisting that he would not pardon his son, proclaiming that no one is above the law, President Biden has done an about-face.
Despite previous promises not to use the power of his office for the benefit of his family members, the president announced a full and unconditional pardon for Hunter Biden. He said it is clear that Hunter was treated differently in his gun and tax cases, saying his son was the target of political opponents. The move comes weeks before the younger Biden was set to receive his punishment after his trial conviction in the gun case and guilty plea on tax charges. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Congressional Republicans are chiming in on the pardon, which covers a 10-year span, on social media. Senator Chuck Grassley says he is shocked, adding that he actually believed President Biden when Biden said he would not pardon Hunter. President-elect Trump referring to the pardon as an abuse and a miscarriage of justice. Also at SRNNews.com, across parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania, people have been digging out from beneath feet of lake effect snow. Erie, Pennsylvania's Mayor Joe Schember says the city is slowly getting back on its feet after several feet of lake effect.
Well, it was really hard at first because there was so much snow and people weren't adjusting to it. But I think it's gotten much better now. And we encourage everyone to please stay off the streets for now. Just stay home. Let us get control of it, which we're starting to gather, and we're getting to some side streets as well.
Mayor speaking on WJET 24, Fox 66. Online shopping tracker Adobe Analytics expects consumers to spend a record $13.2 billion today. It is Cyber Monday. On Wall Street, the Dow 66 points lower. This is SRN News. Hanukkah comes late this year.
The holiday begins on Christmas night and runs through January 2nd. It's tied to the Jewish calendar and so moves around year to year. Jews around the world are hoping that hostilities between Israel and her terrorist neighbors will be concluded soon, as they have been casting a pall over each holiday since the Hamas attack of October 2023. Hanukkah celebrates the recapture of the temple in Jerusalem from the Greeks in 164 BC. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Germany is famous for its Christmas markets dating back to the Middle Ages, but it seems the LGBT agenda has come for them as well. In Berlin, there's now a gay Christmas market that offers rainbow pierogi and entertainment by drag queens. There's also another Christmas market that specializes in pornography. Berlin features the largest LGBT community in Germany. Meanwhile, the Christmas markets are also under tight security. This is SRN News. Coast Guard searches for five people after a fishing boat got into trouble in stormy weather and rough seas off Juneau, Alaska.
The crew of the approximately 50-foot boat, the Windwalker, sent a Mayday call that the vessel was overturning around 12:10 a.m. But the Coast Guard's attempts to get more information from the crew went unanswered, according to a Coast Guard press release. The Windwalker capsized on waters off Point Coverdon, southwest of Juneau. Seven cold water immersion suits and two strobe lights were found in the water in the search area. The Coast Guard said the people who knew the crew of the Windwalker said that there were five people aboard, but officials have not yet been able to confirm that number. Bernie Bennett reporting.
German Chancellor Scholz visiting Ukraine for the first time in more than 2.5 years. Today's visit comes just weeks after he was criticized by Ukraine's president for having a phone call with Russia's Vladimir Putin. Scholz says Germany plans to deliver more military aid to Ukraine this month. More details at SRNNews.com.